Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind, whether it be personal or political. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And again, we want to hear from you about whatever, anything you want to talk about goes. We are not in full control of this show, I guess you could say. I mean, we kind of give up a measure of control to our listeners. We could bring up an issue, like we've got this 10-year-old girl who was handcuffed and arrested in front of her classmates for having a pair of scissors at school. And we could be getting
zero tolerance.
Right, we could be getting into a conversation about whatever, maybe zero tolerance. And if you don't want to hear that conversation, don't tune out. Call in and change the topic to whatever it is that you're interested in talking about. Again, the number is 1-800-259-9231. You can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com, ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your emails live on the air. So we are here until 9 o'clock Eastern Time tonight. From 9 to 10, we are here in time warp fashion, meaning we're not live. Yes. So from 9 to 10, we're not live, but until 9, we're live with you here, and anything goes up until then. Also, don't forget, we have a Saturday show besides this weekday thing we do here. We do weekdays, Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 Eastern Time, Saturday nights from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So don't forget about that, and you can log on at freetalklive.com, and you can download the last 6 shows right there for you. On the house.
Including the Saturday show.
Including the Saturday show. And there's also much, much more at the website, including a chat room. There's people hanging out in there right now. The bulletin board system.
Mm-hmm.
And these
all kinds of
listeners.
Topics on the bulletin board system,
yes.
Too. People talk about, you know, is there a God? What's God like? They ask, you know, questions about libertarian topics. They talk about all kinds of crazy things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just everything.
All there at freetalklive.com. Now, I mentioned email, and I was sent an email. From Chris. He says, I'm a faithful listener to your show, as faithful as I can be, as I work during your broadcast on KCXL, 1140 AM.
He works at KCXL?
He doesn't make that clear.
Okay.
He does make it clear. He says, occasionally his work, and he keeps putting work in quotes.
Uh-huh.
So it makes me wonder what he does. He says it requires interaction with customers, so I miss a fair amount of the wisdom that you impart. And radio people don't really have customers unless you're in the sales the sales department. And nobody's selling at 7 o'clock at night, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So one of our KCXL...
I could make speculations and, you know, who knows.
KCXL, of course, one of our newer affiliates. We're very proud to be on that station in Kansas City, Missouri, mm-hmm. which is
And we're
excellent.
Proud of listeners like Chris who
absolutely.
Are... avid listeners.
And he seems to enjoy the show. He says the reason for, in interaction with customers, so I miss a fair amount of the wisdom that you impart. Well, sometimes there's some wisdom on the show, but certainly not always. The reason for my email today is your insistence on using cookies to put data on my computer to enhance my experience with Free Talk Live.
Do you put cookies on his computer to enhance his experience on Free Talk Live?
Apparently so. He says, I personally am opposed to turning over any degree of control of my computer to anyone.
That sounds like a good idea. Now, tell me about the cookies.
Cookies, well...
I know what a cookie is. A cookie is a little bit of information that's put on your computer from an internet computer so that it can kind of track you, right?
Well, there's different purposes, I think, to cookies. In the case of the Free Talk Live website... the only portion that I know of that has cookies involved is our bulletin board system.
Okay.
And the purpose there is when you log in to the BBS, it goes ahead and throws a cookie on your machine that says, you're on the BBS right now, and here's when your little session is going to expire. Because when you log in,
yes.
you've got a finite period of time that you're allowed on there, unless you... there's some way to get rid of that, but...
the cookie?
But to get rid of that period of time, you can always be logged in. Like, any time you go to the BBS, you'll always be on. You don't have
but
to actually type
to,
in your username
that
and password.
That would require another cookie.
That would require a permanent cookie, yes. So it tosses a cookie on your computer, basically says, I'm here, here's my details, just so you know I'm here.
Now, is there any way to not have that cookie so that...
Yeah, if you want to keep... I think it's possible if you just want to keep logging in every time you want to do something on the BBS. It'd make life a real hassle, and it may not even be possible. So if you want to participate on the Free Talk Live bulletin board system, you'll have to accept our cookie.
For you to redo the bulletin board system so that it won't take a cookie?
I have no idea. And It's the way the BBS works, and that's how it is. So if you've got a problem with it,
there's nothing you can do about it.
If you've got a problem with it and you're so paranoid about this, then don't log in. Okay, I'm going to go on with what he says here. He says, you have no need to put anything on my machine to enhance my experience. A genuine libertarian would be appalled at the idea that cookies should be required of someone wanting to participate in the arena of Greek.
Chris's howl-doll is ward off.
His what?
His howl-doll.
I don't know that word.
It's an Annie paranoid schizophrenia.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, it's not funny now.
That was good, though. Now that I know what it is, next time I'll know. Anyway, he says that it should not be, the cookies should not be required of someone wanting to participate in the arena of free exchange of ideas. And you know what? He's right about the part of this being an arena for ideas. I kind of like to think of Free Talk Live as just that. We don't screen out anybody's topics on this show, so literally anybody's idea goes on Free Talk Live. And so, the BBS, or the bulletin board system, is an extension of that. You really can get on there and post anything. I don't care if you get on and libel somebody. That's your responsibility and not mine. I mean, you can get on and post pretty much anything, although there are some things that are going to cross the line. I mean, you can't get. I'm not going to let you on my bulletin board system so you can post child pornography or something like that, obviously. Obviously, I have to set some rules, and that's something that apparently Chris doesn't quite understand, the difference between being a libertarian when it is as applies to government and lessening government and getting government out of our lives, which is what libertarians tend to want. We want smaller government. We want to just have our own lives and be left alone by the state.
I think he wants to have his own life and be left alone by you.
Well, then he can go to some other website.
Absolutely.
So that's
draw
the difference
your libertarianism
here.
Into question.
Well, he is drawing my libertarianism into question, and
well,
he's absolutely wrong.
Trying to get you to do something, and people
sure.
often do.
He's trying.
Know.
Okay. Sure, you're right. He's trying to persuade me, but unfortunately his logic is a bit faulty. Because even though I am a libertarian and I do believe in the free expression of ideas, I also believe in 100% in property rights.
So is there no way to to handle his issue, though?
I'm handling it right now on the air. And I'm giving him the way it is, and if he's got a problem with the way it is, then he can go take himself to some other bulletin board system, which will no doubt also put a cookie on his machine. So he's probably going to have a tough time logging into any forum anywhere.
Well, we can assure...
Paranoid cookie freaks must have a real piss-poor time surfing the web, because so many websites have cookies.
They all do. They won't even let you on without them most of the time. Right. I tried to do that, and I became so frustrated with the attempt at trying to not let cookies out of my computer that I decided, screw it.
Now, I'm sure there are some examples out there of some really bad cookies, and I don't even know what they would be. And if you've got one, please call us up, 1-800-259-9231, as far as, you know, what's the worst that a cookie could do to you?
What?
We're certainly not going to your information.
What do we do with the information that we get from the cookies?
Nothing. All the cookie does is let the bulletin board system know that person's there. That's it. There's no information to be collected. I mean, the information we collect is upon signing up for the bulletin board system. When you go in, you are logging in for the first time. You have to create your account. And really, the only info that we need that's somewhat accurate is your email address. That's it.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty much totally anonymous, and that email address is shielded, if you want it to be, from the other users on the bulletin board system. So the only person who knows the email addresses of those people on the bulletin board system is me. And I'm not going to sell your email address. You don't have to worry about
it.
We
haven't done that yet.
No, we're not that kind of show.
If you know anybody who really wants to pay a good price for email addresses, though, give us a call.
I mean, we may be really scraping for dollars here on this show, but I'm not going to sell off my 200 email addresses. Well, there's more to this guy's email, and we've got a call coming in on cookies. Apparently, it's a big issue with some people. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live, so take control.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Do you want to be able to listen to adult programming? Make your own decisions about what your children can see and hear? Or have reporters tell you when politicians use gutter language or engage in sexual misconduct? Well, too bad. Congress wants to take these things away from you by imposing huge fines on broadcasters for indecent speech. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a parent with three young children. Like you, I don't want Congress making my decisions about what I can see or hear, or how I raise my children. Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. That's www.DownsizeDC.org. Don't censor our programs.
We all have busy lives, and sometimes that causes us to miss out on the things that are most important to us. Well, when it comes to Genesis programs, you'll never have to miss out again. For only $19.95 plus $3 shipping and handling, you can receive an entire month of recorded GCN programs. That's right, an entire month for only $19.95 plus shipping and handling. The recordings are in MP3 format and compact disc. They're playable on computers along with most newer CD and DVD players. All you need to know is the name of the program you'd like a copy of and the month that it aired. Don't be left out of current news and information that affects our lives every day. We all want to stay informed, so visit our website at gcnlive.com and click on the GCN Mall. Or call 877-996-4327, extension 150. It's easy and convenient. Hurry and get your copies today. Again, visit the GCN Mall at gcnlive.com or simply call 877-996-4327. Extension 150.
You're looking for another rock and roll record that'll make you feel like a victim. Like a victim, you love to be a victim. You love the United States Primetime Victim Show.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. Talk about anything you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Whether it be personal or political. Also, you can log on at freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us. We've got people hanging out in the chat room right now. There's also the much very controversial bulletin board system that's stirring up some things on the air tonight. Somebody emailed, Chris emailed from Kansas City. And apparently he's got a real problem with the fact that our bulletin board system puts a cookie on his machine. Now, I'm going to get to this phone call.
I think
here.
We should make a non-cookie option.
Well, you work on that, okay?
I don't know how.
Exactly. All right, so let me give a quick definition of cookie, and then we're going to go right to the phones. According to dictionary.com, a cookie, when in regards to computer science, is a collection of information, usually just a username and the current date and time, stored on the local computer of a person using the World Wide Web, used chiefly by websites to identify users who have previously registered or visited the site. So that's pretty much all that they do. Let's go right to the phones, though. Skyler in Sarasota, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Skyler.
I just you know, I got to get on and just, you know, this guy is a douchebag. Just a douchebag.
Isn't it possible he's just misinformed and a little bit extra paranoid?
Well, no, because, you know, I can tell from his email that he's just trying to be insightful and just be a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Because, first of all, I mean, if he knew anything about cookies, and maybe he doesn't, maybe he's just totally ignorant and he's just skewing, in which case he's still a douchebag. Because a cookie is basically, first of all, a cookie is a collection of information, like the definition you said, but it's information that that user has to provide.
Yes.
In other words, forms are on the site that have to be filled out, so he has to provide information. And all the information he could have provided could be fake.
Just
yep, like
true.
Calling Free Talk Live, you can provide fake information, and that's the exact same thing that you can do with the BBS. And then beyond that, you know, the other thing is like, for example, you know, he challenged libertarians and the libertarian ideal. That's like, okay, for example, having the, you know, libertarians want to have a free market, but, oh, okay, his concept of a free market is where everyone has no identifiable information about themselves whatsoever. Everybody's completely faceless and can wander around and just steal things and just cause damage at wanton, you know, at random, and there's no authority to do anything about it. That's his idea of apparently what libertarianism is.
Mm.
So, you know.
So that's why I started out by saying this gentleman has a number of misconceptions.
Yeah, just a few.
Yes. Thank you for the clarification. Anything else on your mind tonight?
No problem. That's it.
Very good, sir. Thank you. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. So Skylar making the point that any information that's in a cookie, you gave to that website in the first place. So let me continue with his misinformed email here. He says, I had been looking forward to actively discussing issues of the day with others who seem like-minded. Now that I realize that you want some degree of control of my computer, I have to question the reasons for this. Well, first of all, cookies do not allow me to control your computer. It's put there as an identifying piece of information to the website, and that's it. I don't get to log into your machine and fiddle around in your hard drive because I have a cookie on your machine. There's no control measure whatsoever involved in this. So it's just totally doesn't.
You know, you
understand.
Web geeks are really getting bent out of shape about your cookies being called anti-libertarian.
You know, normally we don't get too techie on this show, but I think cookies are still within the boundaries of most internet users because most people do know what they are. And I think a lot of people are afraid of them, like Chris is, for no good reason. So he goes on to say, I will probably continue to listen to your program. Well, that's good. We appreciate that. But with a good degree of skepticism of your genuine motives. Because we're just possibly sinister back here, aren't we, Manwich? We could be plotting a world takeover with everyone's email addresses. He says, I hope that you'll reconsider your requirement that anyone using your bulletin board system accept cookies to do so. Obviously, you'd like me to reconsider that, Manwich, and I've reconsidered it and decided, nope,
no,
going to continue the way it is.
It's your bulletin board.
He says, cookies are such a big brother idea. Give me just one good reason why you need to access my computer to enhance my experience with
access.
You. Actually, cookies, again, do not allow me to access your computer whatsoever. That would be a virus. That would be if you downloaded some file from my website that had a virus attached to it, and went ahead and ran that file, and then I could possibly access your computer. And there are no virus-infected files on the freetalklive.com website either. He says, I must admit that when I was listening a few nights back and you bragged that you had almost 200 people on your BBS during your heaviest broadcast time, I was amazed. I would have thought that a national broadcast would have had many more times that number trying to get in. Well, first off, I never bragged that we had 200 people in at the same time. Usually there's four or five people in at the same time on the bulletin board system. And yes, we are national. However, we're brand new to syndication, and we're only on our fourth week, so we only have four total affiliates at this point. And so 200 is the number of total users of the bulletin board system.
And no other national radio show would ever give you numbers like that.
You're right about that.
They just won't tell you.
We like being up front about it.
They just let you imagine.
Yeah, well, we're excited about our numbers.
Yeah.
I think 200's a lot, considering we came from zero at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes on to say, do you think that the control features that you have in place may have contributed to the extremely low traffic you're experiencing? Actually, our traffic's going up and up and up. So
I don't think it has anything to do with the traffic, just because most people you know, 99.9% of people aren't going to worry about cookies.
I hope it's 99.9% because I've heard plenty of people be paranoid about this before.
Well, I tried to be paranoid about it, but you're just not going to spend any time on the internet if you
right.
are paranoid about it.
He says, libertarian my butt. Open things up to let us express ourselves without absolute identification of who we are and what we think. Well, that's exactly how my website is. You guys are letting me down. I could go on for some time, but thankfully he doesn't. Get real and either go on with what you claim about smaller government and intrusion, or let us know about your interest in gaining more control by requesting cookies and more control of our systems. Chris, I suggest you redefine and reintroduce yourself to the concept of cookies, because you, my friend, have no idea as to what it's about. So log in.
Up a couple more Howl Dahl.
Yeah, log in at freetalklive.com. You've got a lot more to be afraid of out there in this world than Free Talk Live getting your username and info that you already gave to us in the first place. So you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That is ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read your emails live on the air just like that one, especially if you're misinformed. 10-year-old girl arrested, handcuffed for taking what to school? Not crack cocaine? Not a assault rifle? But a pair of scissors.
Scissors.
Scissors. Clipping scissors. As a matter of fact, we talked about zero tolerance last week.
I'd like to see a pair of the scissors, just to be clear.
Well, they might have been the sharp style pair. You know, they've got two kinds of pairs of scissors. There's the kindergarten pair with the rounded edges.
Yes.
And then there's the sharp style.
Which they should... Which is just a pain, such a horrible thing to cut with.
You mean the rounded edges?
Yes.
That's true. You have to cut from the inside. You can't cut from the outside on those. But anyway, we talked about zero tolerance last week as far as it being one of these horrible laws and ideas or concepts that have come down the pipe as a result of, I think, the drug war is pretty much where the idea came from. And then it's kind of just morphed into this generic concept of we don't like something, so we're not going to allow any of it. And that includes butter knives and scissors and all sorts of crazy things. We'll tell you what happened.
You can't sharpen pencils here either.
We'll tell you what happened to this poor 10-year-old girl, and apparently the police had an apology or something like that.
Yeah, I've got an apology from the police department in Philadelphia.
Yeah, after they carted her away. You won't believe this. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant super germs to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200 to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's a number for you to get interactive with us. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And anything goes, whether it be a personal issue or something political. You can talk about it on Free Talk Live. We won't screen out based on topic. We love it when you change it up on us. I mean, we can be in the middle, right deep in the middle of a conversation, call comes in, we go to it, and it could be Jorge in Sarasota. Jorge, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey, sir, how are you?
What are you doing?
How you guys doing? I'm doing great.
Good.
How's the show?
What's on your mind, sir?
How's the show going? Is it going good?
You know it's going good, man. It's Free Talk Live. It's always good.
That's fantastic. Are you guys excited about the Santa Claus coming?
Are you excited?
Yes, I'm very excited about Santa Claus.
Now, I think the FAA has actually outregulated Santa Claus. His sleigh needs to be retrofitted before they'll let him take off this year.
That's crap.
You mean with, like, a security door?
I'm sorry.
That sort of thing?
I mean, everybody... People have to pay attention to these regulations.
Yeah, can you imagine if Santa Claus got hijacked by terrorists? Imagine if Santa's sleigh and the reindeer crashed into some building in New York City. Wouldn't that be terrible?
I would not give my presents in.
No.
No, you probably wouldn't. Unless he'd already come to you first.
I knew a beaver skin hat.
Everyone needs a beaver skin hat, that's for sure.
I need some new boots too, Santa. Are you listening, Santa Claus? I need some new boots.
You know, it's possible he could
be
listening.
We are broadcasting live from the North Pole.
No, we're not from the North Pole, but we are broadcasting worldwide. So if Santa Claus is up there, and you know Santa Claus, he probably has a C-band dish. He could be listening to Free Talk Live.
You know, he lives out there by himself. He's probably one of them crazy libertarians too.
Well, he has Mrs. Claus, doesn't he?
He's got Mrs.
Yeah.
Claus. And a couple of, like, enslaved elves.
Yeah, exactly. So, Jorge, what are you doing tonight, man?
Guy.
Are you dreaming of sugar plums?
Yes, I like the sugar plums.
Mm-hmm. What the hell is a sugar plum, anyway? That's what I want to know.
They're good. I don't know what they are, but they're good.
Okay, we'll take your word for it.
Let's hang outside again, out in the wilderness. It's very cold outside.
Yes, oh yeah, it is a little chilly.
Yes, it is very cold.
Are you going to watch the meteor shower tonight, Jorge?
Oh, that's great. I did not know about the meteor shower. I will watch it.
Is just assuming you're not frozen to death, you can watch the meteor shower tonight.
Well, he's calling from Tampa Bay, Florida, so I don't think he'll be frozen to death.
Well, you could die out there as cold as it is tonight. It could go down to 40.
Yes.
I only have some fur from the deer that I cut off his body.
You got him, huh? You killed that deer.
Yes, I got the deer, and I'm hiding underneath his bloody stinky fur.
That's great.
Stinky, bloody.
All right, Jorge, anything else on your mind tonight?
Before I go, can I tell you guys a joke?
Sure. As long as it's nice and clean.
It is clean. It is very funny, though.
All right.
It's a little racy.
Okay. Well, that's okay. No dirty words, though.
No dirty words.
All right.
What did the skeleton say at dinner time?
What did the skeleton say at dinner time? I have no idea.
Are you ready, guys?
I'm ready, man.
We're ready.
Give it to me.
Bon appetit.
Ah, ha, ha, ha.
Get it, bon skeleton.
Yes.
Get out of here,
that
you.
That is racy. Goodbye.
See you later. 1-800-259-9231. You know what? I should have been ready for him.
By us.
I should have been ready for him. Too late. 800-259-9231. Get interactive with us here on the show. And yes, literally anything goes.
You know, when we were on FM, we used to have nothing but calls like that.
That's true.
People doing
really good
voices.
Silly voices. We had Sanjay, the convenience store owner.
Yeah.
We had Gay
with
Chris.
An ongoing like storyline of what was going on with him. And,
yeah.
And Gay Chris and Smokey the
crackhead
smoker.
Right.
And
it was amazing. All different.
Wasn't there
different
a Sergeant
people.
Slaughter or something that would call in?
Something like that. Yeah.
I can't even imagine the voice he would do. I can't even imitate it. But
yeah, it was crazy. Good times. 1-800-259-9231.
Tell me about the girl running with scissors.
10-year-old girl was placed in handcuffs and taken to a police station. 10 years old because she took a pair of scissors to her elementary school. School district officials said the fourth grade student did not threaten anyone with the 8-inch shears, but nonetheless. She violated a rule that considers scissors to be potential weapons. Now, when I was going to school, I always thought, you know, a pen could make a potential weapon as well, right? I mean, if I got, you know, if you got some velocity going, you could puncture somebody's skin, possibly maybe jab it through their rib cage or something like that.
It certainly could.
Yeah, so
it's not
why
a good
we,
weapon, but
why don't we ban pens and pencils from school? Because they can be potential weapons. How about my keys in my pocket? I got some keys, and if I stuck each key out through all of my fingers and punched someone with that, that might hurt them a little bit. You think maybe we should not
scratch them real good.
Maybe we shouldn't let kids bring their house keys to school because it could be potential weapons. And also, a lot of kids in high school drive cars to school, and we know.
Those are the most dangerous things in the United States, cars.
And not only
handguns. How many people die in cars each year?
Thousands. Probably hundreds of thousands. But we know that cars can be dangerous weapons. People run others over sometimes. So why don't we just... Why don't we force those high school kids and right back on the school bus and just remove them of all their dignity whatsoever?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway...
I suppose that if you really wanted to, you could hold somebody down and shove your clothing in their mouth and cause them to suffocate.
Let's ban clothing from schools.
That's right.
Yeah.
Make them come to school naked on the bus.
Great. Administrators said that they were following state law when they called police.
See, that's where the problem comes in on all this. And I hate to interrupt you.
No, by all means.
Everybody, like, obviously everybody who's listening to this thinks it's the craziest thing they've ever heard.
Does everyone think that?
I would think they would.
If you don't think so, if you think this is a good idea, 1-800-259-9231. But assuming everyone thinks that way.
It seems so weird, but the woman who's here in this article, I believe her name is Rose Jackson.
Her mother, the 10-year-old's mother.
Mother, yes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Rose Jackson is complaining that, you know, that the school acted rashly and all that other stuff.
According to Rose... My daughter cried and cried. She had no idea what she did was wrong. I think that was way too harsh.
Way too harsh. I agree with Rose.
And of course...
Here's what Rose needs to do about it.
Mm.
Take her kid out of public school.
Government-run school.
Take her kid out of government-run school. I know that it could be, it'd definitely be a financial hardship. Figure out some way.
You know, do you think that... I'm pretty sure the
as
private...
As soon as everybody takes their kid out of government-run schools... Those whack jobs won't have any control over our children anymore.
That's a great point. That's a great point. If you want this free education, then you get what you pay for.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, you're paying quite a bit.
Just leave the public school to the reprobates.
The administrator said they were following state law when they called police on Thursday. They're just following orders. And the police said they were just following department rules when they handcuffed Portia. Her name's Portia. Portia Brown, and took her away in a patrol wagon. Everybody's just following orders. That's
the
SS's excuse.
Yep.
And we hear it time and time again today. The TSA at the airports, we're just doing our jobs. It may require a hand up the rectum, but we're just doing our jobs. We're following orders. The police said are going to be setting up checkpoints soon. I was listening to something the other night, or we've been reading a few articles about this new intelligence bill that's coming down the pike, which has all sorts of police state draconian measures in it. And one of those things they're calling for is internal checkpoints, which means roadblocks, which means the cops checking you out and when you're driving around. They're just following orders, too. And, of course, all of these orders are violations of our freedom and violations of the Constitution of the
Fourth
United
Amendment.
States, violations of the Fourth Amendment, violations of liberty in general. But everybody's just following orders, so that makes it okay. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Get interactive with us and bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately, working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. We call it Free Talk Live because you are free to call in and talk about anything you want, whether it be personal or political, anything goes. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're kind of, I was getting incensed over zero tolerance. And I'm so glad that I'm no longer in the government school system, because that's where I went to school. I know you went to a private school
most of the time.
You were in private school throughout all of high school, is that correct?
Yes.
Manwich?
No, I was in private school throughout from kindergarten through eighth grade, and then I decided to went to a public school.
So you did have the experience.
I have both experiences.
Well, the kind of the high school experience is definitely the more brutal one, I would say.
Well, I wanted to go to the cool high school. My my little Christian high school wasn't so cool, so I pitched a real fit. Plus, we didn't have football. That was important.
That was a big deal, huh?
Yeah, I got to have football. So,
I was getting incensed over zero tolerance, which, in case you don't know, is an insane policy that our government-run schools have. And I think it seems like most all of them do, although it may be a local sort of like a state-by-state basis thing.
Probably some are more zero tolerance than others.
If you have zero tolerance, that it's just nutty. I mean, zero tolerance is zero tolerance. That means if you have anything that resembles a weapon in any sort of fashion, you will be, in this case, as this 10-year-old girl was, arrested and handcuffed in front of your other students. And talk about traumatic event. Rose Jackson, Portia Brown's mother, said, "My daughter cried and cried. She had no idea that what she did was wrong. She just brought a pair of 8-inch scissors to school, and her mom thinks that that was way too harsh." Of course, the police said they were just following orders. The administrators of the school said they were just following orders, and that's why they went ahead and reported her in the first place. School officials apparently have, on top of everything, suspended the girl for 5 days. Police officers decided after they arrested her and took her out of the school in handcuffs that she had not committed a crime and let her go. Isn't that sweet?
It's nice. It says here that although officers were following protocol when they drove the girl in a police station with her hands cuffed in front of her, discretion will be used in the future. You can reread that as, we'll try not to make ourselves look so stupid in the future.
Maybe they'll take the kid out back before they cuff him.
They probably should knee her, like give her a good knee and push her to the ground, too.
You know, I mean, just for good measure, right?
Well, you know, these kids got to understand, you can't just go bringing, you know, little scissors to school to cut things.
You know, like elementary school kids.
Construction paper.
Frequently cutting, things in class.
What the hell? I mean, where do these people get off?
I don't get it.
Can you imagine having been the officer called to this scene? And asked, I mean, basically, I'm sure that the school resource officer's like, well, we got a zero tolerance policy, we've got to take her in. And then, can you imagine being the officer at the scene? I mean, what kind of a doofus would you have to be to put handcuffs on a 10-year-old girl and put her in the back of your squad car for bringing scissors to school? That would be one thing if she, like, picked up daddy's revolver and stuck it in her backpack. I mean, I suppose I can see teaching the child a lesson or something, but... scissors? I mean, what kind of mental midget, what kind of mendicant, dolt, dullard, fool
maybe
would put these handcuffs on this little girl?
I'm going to defend the cop for a moment.
There's nothing defensible about this.
I'm going to defend the cop.
Mental illness?
I think that while you may be correct that this guy's just a rollicking idiot.
Stoned-brained dullard?
I think there's also the deference to authority thing that factors in here. Now, psychologists have done these studies time and time again. I brought it up on this show before, where they bring a group of people into a room, and they're told that by pressing a button, they're going to give a shock to a man in another room who's supposed to be answering questions.
And learning from this, and it's science, it's all in the name of science.
Yeah, it's all in the name of science, and the guy's
streaming for...
Right, the guy gets questions wrong, and so the students are told by a scientist who's administering this whole test...
Each student's one at a time.
What now?
The students are one at a time.
It's one student and then the other students,
right.
And then they rotate through. They continue to give the subject, who's actually in on the whole thing, a shock, which, of course, is not really a shock. It's just signaling to the guy to scream in pain as though he's actually being shocked.
Right. So he's like screaming, "Stop it, please, for the love of God,
and
no more!"
They have like a big dial, and they turn up
meter?
The voltage as the experiment goes on. And the question is to see how far the students will go. The guy will scream out at one point, "I have a heart condition, please stop!" And if the scientist says to continue, most people in the experiment continue to the maximum level of the dial. They will continue shocking this person until he theoretically stops screaming because he's dead, because the scientist told them to do so. Now, in the other version of the study, a different test group is just encouraged by another peer. The plant in this case is one of the other people in the test group who's trying to egg him on. Keep going. Keep shocking him. But in that version of the study, most of the participants stop at a certain point, a reasonable point of shocking. They stop because they don't want to hurt another fellow human being. And this other guy in the group, they're not going to take his word for it. He's just some schmo. But when it's a scientist and he's wearing a lab coat and he's official and he's authoritative, then it's crank it up. I'm deferring to authority. I'm just following orders at that point. And so that could be what is going on with this police officer. So despite, he might think it's just the most asinine thing to take this poor little girl to jail, but he feels like he has to follow orders.
And
that's why we're losing our freedoms. 1-800-259-9231, because everybody's so afraid of authority. You have to rebel
Somebody
against it.
Somebody should set this up. You have to. Chief Sylvester on
this
fire.
This is Free
then.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Control the show.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578, 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
By now, you've heard about DirecTV. You've heard that with DirecTV, you get a better value than cable, a better selection than cable, and access to exclusive programming that you can't get anywhere else. But for whatever reason, you thought there was a catch, maybe even hidden fees. Well, Expert Satellite can help, and we've done it for hundreds of thousands already. Just give us a call at 1-800-655-0658. Within seconds, we'll compare DirecTV to your cable bill right over the phone. You'll be amazed that for only $39.99 per month, you get over 130 quality channels, including your locals. Plus, when you sign up today, there is no equipment to buy. We'll install a DirecTV system for up to four separate rooms free. So pick up the phone and let us show you how easy and free it is to switch to DirecTV. Plus, get a free DVD player while supplies last. Just dial 1-800-655-0658. That's 800-655-0658. Call now for complete details. Conditions apply.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control and bring up anything you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And the email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. Anything goes on this show, whether it be political or personal. This 10-year-old girl arrested recently in Philadelphia for having a pair of scissors at school. Of course, a result of the insane zero-tolerance policy that we have here. And we kind of got off onto a tangent about the police officer. You said, what was going through this jackball's mind when he walked into this classroom and put handcuffs around this 10-year-old girl's little wrists and hauled her out and put her in a cruiser, took her down to the station where they then decided that it wasn't really a crime and they're going to let her go. What was going through this guy's mind? And I brought up the famous study, and I've got the details now in front of me, and we kind of described it. Stanley Milgram is the psychologist responsible for this. It happened back in the 60s at Yale University, and I'm not going to recap it here, but basically it found out that people just are very easy to defer to authority. If an authority figure tells somebody to do something, they just go ahead and say, okay, it's your fault. I'm just following orders.
So you're proposing that this butthead, I really can't come up with a better term for it,
called his immediate superior and asked what to do, and they said, well, arrest the 10-year-old girl with scissors. Put some handcuffs on her and toss her in the back of the squad vehicle and bring her downtown so we can cuff her and stuff her.
It sure would be an interesting phone conversation to be privy to, wouldn't it?
I can't imagine. I mean, I've got a boss, you know. I mean, I talk to them on a regular basis. I mean, the question I guess I would have for my boss is, are you smoking crack? You want me to put handcuffs on a little girl? Here's my question. In the study that you read, how many people told the scientist to shove it when he said, go ahead and shock this guy after he said he had a heart problem?
When the scientist was giving the orders at 2/3 maximum voltage, the victim cried out that he had a heart problem and feared for his life. Another 15% of the volunteers refused to continue after 20% had refused earlier on. When they reached 1/3 of maximum voltage, 20% bailed out. Another 15% bailed out at 2/3 of maximum voltage. Even though the scientists claimed that the shocks weren't severe enough to cause permanent damage, a full 65% of the volunteers continued to shock the victim even after he made no other sounds. 65%.
You know, I'd have to say I was in that 35% range. I just can't imagine me doing it.
Well, as a matter of fact, those who continued shocking the victim were more likely to blame his pain on the scientist or even the victim himself for learning slowly, because the victim was supposed to learn word pairs, and every time he failed, he was supposed to get a shock. So it's the victim's fault. They felt blameless as long as an authority figure, the scientist, not a peer who was in the other study, where there was just some guy who was there with them trying to encourage them to continue the shocks, gave the orders. Volunteers typically commented, I was just doing what I was told. Similar statements were made by those who executed Jews in the Nazi concentration camps in World War II or massacred the women and children of My Lai in Vietnam. Finally, real quick quote here. Civilization means, above all, an unwillingness to inflict unnecessary pain. Those of us who heedlessly accept the commands of authority cannot yet claim to be civilized men. We're going to continue with another hour of Free Talk Live up next. This is your show. Take control at 1-800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
U.S. Gold and